Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. We are coming up on St. Patrick's Day, the Luck of the Irish Day. Do you make practical decisions based on being lucky? You have one agent representing only one company for your home and auto insurance? Are you hoping they are lucky enough to have the best coverage at the best price for you? One single source? Really? At the Canopy Group, we wish you only the best of luck, but we also believe you deserve more than luck when it comes to your home and auto insurance. The Canopy Group process carefully selects their 40 professionals and hand selects their 16 companies to then run thousands of different insurance scenarios each month for you. This due diligence and hard work results in the best coverage at the best price for Canopy clients. Remember, new clients enjoy an average savings of over $800 annually. That's annually. Contact Canopy Group today at 800-967-3389 or visit them online at thecanopygroup.com.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Ricey Unchained.
Since we last talked, Patrick
yes,
Ricey.
Yes, lots of it's happened.
Carlos Correa is going to be a twin.
Yes.
Marc-Andre Fleury, on the morning that we're taping this, on Monday, has been traded to the Wild for a playoff run, potentially.
Oh, wow.
The Timberwolves can't lose.
And who did the Wild give up? Do we know yet?
Conditional draft pick, which will turn That's into a first-round pick if they make the Western Conference Finals.
They have to make the finals?
The Western Conference Finals.
How about get out of the first round? They haven't done that too often.
And I think the condition is Fleury has to, Dex player win four games?
Yeah.
And they have to make the Western Conference Finals, and I think then it bumps from like a second round to a first-round pick.
So how do they fit the money in?
They're able to inherit more cap space for the trade deadline, Pat, and then also Chicago's retaining 50% of Fleury's salary as
nice.
Well.
Wow. How much is Fleury making?
Like seven.
Yeah, and they've got cap space. It's next year that they get hit.
Okay.
So they've actually got space.
This is the great rental of all time. Right?
This is a rental. Pure rental.
Cam Talbot's feelings have to be hurt, I would think.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think he'll be a good backup.
And then he'll be gone, right?
Yep. And then Capo got traded to the Sharks. So
okay,
they moved Capo.
So who's the young who's the young goalie in the system that's going to be our starter?
Jesper
next year?
Wallstedt, who and is?
We're going to be.
I don't know. He's going to be the starter next year, but he's close. He's
and
good.
We're going to go. We're going to have to go get a goalie then. But that's been done before. You know.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the year, or so
you
what's,
know what?
What's Fleury, 38 or 9?
37. I am just so thrilled that teams in this town have decided to apply themselves to make our lives more exciting.
Well, you know, the Twins trade is phenomenal because it was made by the agent.
Yeah, I read your column.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
Scott
Boras. It was Scott Boras. You know, couldn't get the $300 million he wanted. Right?
Yeah.
The Yankees were out of it. They decided they'd rather have Kiner Falefa than
IKF, I call him.
Pay him the huge amount of money.
Yep.
So the word is the Boras let the Twins know, do you want him for a year? And the Twins, they have to give up the 66th draft choice.
Darn.
So,
okay.
So let's go. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, fun. You know, it's, and everybody says, well, they can trade him at the trading deadline. With him, they're going to be in it.
Correct.
They're going to be in the playoff race. They're not going to.
Which now is 16
teams. 16
teams,
yes. So they're going to be eighth, three games behind. They're keeping it. He'll be here all year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you want him here in August. That's when you draw people usually. So he'll be here, having him and Buxton, the number one and number two from the same year. It's I'm trying to compare it to something, and in the free agent era, there's I guess Jack would be yes. Jack would be the only the only comparable would be Jack, and that was a 1 year rental, and nobody complained.
No,
right?
In fact, I think
the result of that was good. That 1 year rental,
Pat. I think I saw that Jack was the first ever opt out guy because it was a 2 or 3 year contract, mm-hmm. but it had the opt out, and I think Shooter had it that McPhail was the first guy to give the opt out, and it was to Jack.
And
which you'll take,
Jack and Dick Moss. I think Dick Moss was his agent, right? Wasn't Dick yeah. Moss the old Marvin's former assistant yeah. who became an agent?
I think that's correct.
They made that trade. They basically delivered him to the Twins. You know,
that was okay.
And it worked out fine. They won the World Series. So, I was thinking about this. So let's see. Woe is us. That's the Minnesota attitude about sports, right? Mm-hmm. So this weekend, on Saturday, you had a sellout at the Timberwolves game to see them, and they're now tied with Denver. They got tough sledding here the next six games, but they're tied with Denver for sixth. Their place was full, and right next door, you had damn near 19,000 at the Wild game, and they're, you know, they just went out and got the goalie, but this little, you know, they'd already snapped out of that 3 week collapse, yep. right? So you got them, and you got the Twins getting Correa. And, hey, for all we want to say, the Vikings aren't doing anything. They kept Hunter. I didn't think they'd keep Hunter. They kept Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, what are we mad at? That's what I'm saying. What do we got to be mad at right now? Nothing. We're the kings of sports right now.
But on the Twins move, I did immediately see can Correa pitch, and it's only going to be for a year. And I say, who gives a crap?
Yeah, it's good because, I mean, the guy's a genius, Boris. He's yes. got Royce Lewis.
Yes.
Royce isn't ready to play.
Yes.
If the Twins go get Trevor Story for 4 years, which turned out to be a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Yep.
But then what do they do with Royce? They move him to some place. They got to move Royce, his guy Royce. This way, he says, not only do I have your answer for a great answer for 2022, we got your answer starting in 2023.
Executive of the year, Scott Boras.
Scott Boras. He is the king of the creative contract deal. And, you know, when I heard about it at 9 o'clock, I didn't hear about it until 9 o'clock Saturday morning. I was up in Virginia.
Yep.
And I did not know for sure if Boras was his agent.
Okay.
But so when I got told, I said, who's his agent? Somebody says Boris. I said, well, then there's there are opt outs. You know, we haven't sent him yet, but there are opt outs. He was also the king of the opt out, the king of the. Always given is the king of, if you got a guy who's going towards free agency with him, you can go talk to him about, you know, getting him to sign an extension, but they don't do it. He always takes him to free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 1 year deal. And hey, great. Plus, my report on him is from a couple of Houston guys that I know well. Pretty good guy, manipulative. You know, as far as the media is concerned, he's a schmoozer.
Right.
But he's a pretty good guy.
Okay.
You know, and he was one of the guys that apologized afterwards that we shouldn't have cheated and all that. And
oh, Correa, okay.
And if anyone still brings that up, slap them upside the head.
And again, I don't care.
Who cares? Who cares?
And
they have proved since then that they can hit without a garbage can, right?
And the Twins spent 2 years employing the guy who might have been in charge of the entire thing in Marwin.
That's true. Yes,
Marwin was a key guy. In fact, I think when they went back and broke down the statistical success of home road splits with the Bang the Trash Can, Marwin was off the charts.
Yeah, Marwin was off the charts. So, and a good guy. So seemed to be a good fella.
I'm with you. I no longer care.
It's fine. You know, that's... You know, 5 years from now, we can remember what a evil SOB Putin was, but it is.
Exactly.
But this is not, you know, this is sports and what the hell. If you win. You won. And guess what? I mean, guess what? When the best year he ever had was last year. Mm-hmm. Not a garbage can in sight. So,
I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, he's a... He won the Platinum Glove
as
the best fielder in the league, and he's like 6'3", 220. He's a solid man. That was, you know, the Houston drafted him ahead of Buxton because they saved money. You know, they saved money on Correa. I think they also thought he was probably a more sure thing as a hitter. But, you know, they made a Twins type move, and they drafted him and signed him for less. So then the Buxton got more than he did. So, but at Buxton, if he can get it, if we could convince, if these guys can stay healthy,
yes,
and we can convince the manager to put the same lineup on the field 140 games,
yes,
then things will be fine. If we have to see that crap, all the, you know, changing the lineup every 2 days because somebody's got to get off their feet.
Yep.
Listen, you just paid Buxton $100 million. I don't want him off his feet. I want him in center field. And you got Correa, one and done. Use him. Use him and abuse him because he ain't coming back.
Well, and does Correa have the gumption to go in and somebody tell Rocco, everybody's playing today?
Yeah.
Like that's what I want to hear.
That's right. Yes.
You know, cut the BS.
Yes.
Professional sports. You finish in last place. Mm-hmm. Everybody's playing.
But here's my lineup that I worked on yesterday, okay? I came up with this. Polanco leading off, Arise hitting. I want Arise to play third, and Urshela can play against left-handed pitching.
Okay.
Arise hitting second. I like him a lot up there at the top of the order. Third, I got Buxton hitting third, Correa hitting fourth, Kirilov hitting fifth, Sano hitting sixth, Kepler hitting seventh. Brent Rooker's my DH most of the time.
I think
that guy can hit. I think he can hit.
So not Sanchez. He's your plus.
Well, once in a while, but he's.
He is a
now they
butcher behind
apparently
the
they're going to add a catcher. I mean, add another pitcher, start the season with 27.
Yeah.
Well, then you can have a defensive catcher, and then, you know, that goal. Since we brought in Jose Godet before we brought in Correa, but if they don't have to have only a three-player bench, then they'll have another catcher, right? And Sanchez will be a catcher, DH. Probably be a DH.
He is awful behind the plate.
But they'll move him if they can. They'll move him, too, if they can.
Trade him? Okay. Yeah.
But I don't think there's any market. So, you know, maybe it'll be one of the years where he makes some contact. So,
what's the expectation for the first baseman, do you think?
I don't know. What are we saying about his size? He looks normal.
I haven't seen a damn thing. Now, I've seen him
first. He doesn't
on TV. He looks like himself. I mean, he's not fat.
No, he's not huge like he was a couple, 3 years
ago. I haven't read a thing. I haven't heard a thing. That's a fairly important guy.
Yeah, he kind of got knocked out. Well, he was going to go home and work out vigorously.
I expected an Adonis at first base. Bronze.
He looks this. I don't think the lockout did him any good, you know. But
time away never does.
But I don't know if you don't have to hit him in the middle of your order. I guess you can get away with it, right?
I guess so. I'd just be curious, to know what they expect from him.
I think getting Correa obviously is a reason to be excited. Having Buxton here and thinking that maybe this is the year he doesn't pull something. But Kirilov too. That kid can hit. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a. There's a chance when it's all said and done, he's our best hitter next year, this year. So,
who plays center if Buck goes down?
That's a good question. Probably call up that Celestino and have him hit 180. you know, he's the only one that can
I'd
do
like to have something a little bit more there.
Yeah.
Because you can't count on him playing a lot.
I don't want it to be Kepler. So you got to count on him to play a lot, though. Otherwise, you might as well have burned that $100 million. So wasn't it $100?
Yes.
What'd he get, $100?
He
must feel like he sold himself cheap, though, a little bit. When some of these other deals.
Yeah, but
I wonder why Story got so little money.
He was probably panicked somewhat.
Yeah, but he took 5 or 6 years, right?
Isn't it yes, 5 years? Yes.
He's going to play second. They're going to let Bogaerts go, supposedly.
Yes, and he'll move back to short in 23.
Guess what? I think they're downgrading. Bogaerts a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be next year's.
Because Story's going to play second this season, right?
Yes.
And then move to shortstop probably.
Because they would actually like Bogaerts to play second, but he told them he didn't want to. And I don't know why they care, but, you know, I guess they don't want him pouting or something. So, but yeah, it was incredible. I was beyond Jack. I could only go back to the late 60s when there was no free agency and the Twins were making as much money as anybody else, right? Because they had, they led the American League in attendance in the first decade they were here. And they went and got Dean Chance, who didn't, Dean Chance was a big, big name pitcher when they went and got him. And they got Tiant, and that didn't work out, but Tiant was a big name pitcher. So you almost have to go all the way.
How did that not work out better with Tiant?
Well, he got the bad shoulder.
Okay.
And then they got rid of him. They spring training of 71, was it, when Calvin dumped him and Dave Boswell on the same day? Because back then, nothing was guaranteed. You didn't have to pay him.
Right.
So he got rid of both of them. And then Tiant went to Boston, wasn't very good that first year. And then after that, his shoulder came back, and he was great. He was a borderline Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So didn't. But Calvin was mad at both of them because they were injured. Calvin didn't have the Rocco theory on getting
rest and recovery.
Rest and recovery. Rest and recovery.
Hey, you don't play today.
Yeah,
I just want you to take another day off.
Rest and recovery. Well, fantastic. So what is Fleury, personality-wise? Is he a fiery fellow or
yes,
a good guy?
Yes, he is loved. He is fiery, and he's great, and he is absolutely adored.
Really?
Yes.
What's his, is he Montreal guy, French-Canadian?
Yes. Yep. And he was in Pittsburgh forever. Won 3 Stanley Cups there. I think the last time he was a key to their Stanley Cup was in 2009, which, by the way, Guerin was on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Then
really?
Was the first pick, yeah. And the Golden Knights took him in the expansion draft.
Yeah, and he played really
And he
good.
Played great there, but he is adored.
Did he get him to the finals?
Yes.
Yeah.
That
okay.
was him.
That was him, okay.
That was him.
There wasn't a big market for him though, right? He hasn't played as well this year, but he's playing with a bad team.
And I think he had a lot of say on where he didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly the Capitals were trying to get him, but he didn't want to go to a team that might beat Pittsburgh out because he ultimately wants to go back to Pittsburgh to end his career.
Really?
And so I think the Oilers sniffed around him and he didn't want to go to Canada because of his family being in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a very small.
I know if we go back to where we can't get him over the border and stuff like that. So
it was a very small opportunity.
So his connection with Guerin probably had a lot to do with this.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Could he turn down a trade, or is
yes.
it just you want?
I think he had a no trade list, a complete no trade clause. I'm guessing that the Canadian teams were on there, and perhaps some Eastern Conference teams.
So what if he plays 5 games and pulls a hamstring, and they give up a 6th round?
It's worth a shot. No, it's a 2nd round pick then.
Oh, okay.
Then, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be a 1st round pick if you go to the conference finals. Which, of course, if you do, you'll gladly punt a 1st round pick.
This was something they didn't think they'd have to be doing a month ago, right? 6 weeks ago, maybe?
I think they had inklings 6 weeks ago. I think at the start of the season they didn't.
Yeah.
But, Cam Talbot has won 5 consecutive games now, but he goes through these stretches where he just sort of drops off.
Mm-hmm.
I think him as the backup and playing some, but not being the main guy might be ideal.
Yeah, they're home tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Vegas. The Golden Knights are in town.
Down. Okay, his quotes will be, he won't, probably won't be here yet.
But, no, he apparently, I think, will be here, and I think the word is they were going to try to get someone up from Iowa, but I think he's going to back up Talbot tonight. He should be able to get here in time.
Good.
Well, I hope there's not a fight on the bench.
Yeah, no kidding.
I hope we don't have dissension, but I have no idea what kind of
guy. I don't think it caused any dissension.
I don't know what kind of guy Talbot is, so.
I think Talbot's a pretty cool, calm guy. Yeah. And plus, this is a guy who people like.
Yeah.
So it's not like you went out and got Billy Smith in a trade, and he's despised. Fleury's a guy that people like, so I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, we're the sports capital.
Yeah, what the hell is going on
right
here
now?
We've never seen this much action.
Plus, we are absolutely rolling. Yeah. Minnesotans are rolling through the NCAA basketball tournament, just not for the Gophers.
But who cares? It's great. Wisconsin, Iowa State.
Kalshur beats Wisconsin all by himself.
Kalshur didn't have a good year. That's the weird thing.
Well, not shooting wise, but he had a great year defensively. And he's a defender. I mean, he tore apart Johnny Davis.
But I'm saying last night against Wisconsin, he couldn't miss.
Yeah, well, you know.
But 22
plus
points.
That charge foul he took, I mean, was pretty much decided the game. Wisconsin, it's a disgrace that team tied for the Big Ten title.
Oh, the Big Ten.
Big Ten sucks.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what else sucks?
Thank you.
College basketball.
Yep.
It's awful.
Yeah, Chip said the same thing. He said it's terrible.
It's awful. Nobody can make any shots. Yep. It's ugly. And then, every time the ball goes out of bounds the last 2 minutes, these three...
We get the signal.
But that doesn't mean we have to look.
I know.
Why don't we say,
look,
we should start doing this? When they go like that with when they go like that with the index finger, let's go like that with the middle finger.
Hey, review this.
No, you can't be... You can't review every call. You can. It takes 15 minutes to end the games.
And there's a commercial break for everyone, too.
Why doesn't CBS tell them, no, we don't want this many reviews? Because we have time slots here.
I know.
We got to fit them into the time slot. You know, give each team one challenge the last 2 minutes. You can't review every time the bleeping ball goes out of bounds. Yeah, God almighty, it's ridiculous. It's just incredible. And in the women's baskets, Creighton, their two stars, are both fifth-year seniors from Minnesota.
We're
knocked
off
Iowa.
Basketball mecca, Pat.
Huh?
We're a basketball mecca. We're unbelievable.
Knocked off Iowa. What else I saw? The South Dakota team that beat Baylor in Waco. The women's team, they got 2-3 Minnesota stars on that team, too. No, wait, the Creighton kids, I don't know if they were super seniors. The South Dakota girls from Minnesota are super seniors. So they go down and win. And Baylor there was 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. They were scoreless. It looked like South Dakota.
Tyler was tweeting about it.
It looks like South Dakota with a Minnesota heavy lineup was going to shut out Baylor. It would have been really an upset, you know? So
we are a basketball mecca. We're unbelievable.
Yeah, and hey, now maybe in the future, because the Gophers are getting, I believe the men are getting 3 Minnesota kids next year, and the women are getting 4 Minnesota kids next year. So not all of them are leaving next year. So.
Didn't Ben Johnson recruit Kalshur?
Yes.
To Minnesota?
And it was a De La Salle guy.
Yeah.
And Ian Thorson are buddies, but he was vilified, you know, gopher holes, tweet that, because he couldn't shoot. And I heard it was a family member who was extremely upset.
I'm going to guess mom.
Not so much him. I'm not.
I'm going to guess mom, because they showed when he got hit in the face last night, they showed her and she basically ran from her seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, he's in college. He's not hurt that bad.
I heard that there was a family member who took it very hard. And
he was vilified.
And yeah, he was.
Including on the airwaves of AM 1500.
Well, I think we were gentler on him than most of the fans. He's, you know, shooters, that's the way it is with shooters. Some, you know, Malik Beasley, sometimes they're going in, sometimes they aren't. But Gabe's trouble is they all went in the first year and they didn't go in for the next couple of years. So,
you know what? Get off Twitter, too.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Don't look at Twitter. Don't look at...
No, no matter if you're... If you're a parent, a sibling, or the kid himself,
don't look at
Twitter
it.
Or whatever else. What other outlet? See, here's the deal, though. I'm only a Twitter guy. That's the only thing. Only thing I see. Yeah. But Facebook, the younger crowd, he's getting ripped on Facebook, Instagram,
TikTok.
He was getting ripped on other outlets than you and I see.
But don't be TikToking.
Well, yeah, but it's, I don't know, it's an addiction.
It is, but if you play sports, you shouldn't look at it. If you play D1 sports or above, I would never look at that stuff. And I would tell my family, don't look at it. And if you do, that's your fault.
Yeah, especially if you're, you know, especially if you're somewhat sensitive. But, he was, I don't know. Thorson might have even coached him when he was younger at De La Salle when he was a freshman or sophomore or something. I think Dave's been gone like 8-9 years.
The Cyclones, but by the way, they won, I believe, two games last season, Pat.
Yes, two games last season. They hired the guy from
Nevada,
from UNLV.
Yep.
And they gave him a lot of credit for the transfer U stuff as the recruiter for Hoiberg.
Okay.
And now it looks like it makes sense, but it's amazing. They were they winless in the Big 12?
I think they won two games all
year.
Season.
Yeah, they couldn't beat any. It's incredible. And meanwhile, having Iowa relatives, sort of in-laws,
yeah.
You know the Hawkeye, the Cyclones have this little corner of the state, and well, it's not a corner; it's down there by that little bit outside of Des Moines.
Yep.
And the rest of it is Hawkeyes, and they're absolutely paranoid about their place in the world. Well, this weekend they're feeling pretty good. They got two in the final 16,
mm-hmm.
And Iowa State. Who are they playing in the Sweet 16 in the men? They should win. I don't think it's St. Peter's. Somebody else. Purdue's got St. Peter's.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a team that upset somebody.
Yeah, they got.
I'll find it.
They should
Miami.
Win. Yeah, Miami, which beat the frauds from Auburn, which I thought were frauds all year, and but they got Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Hawkeyes, a number 2 seed. A number 5 seed men, but they get beat in the first round.
Yep.
The women get beat in the second round at home in front of 16,000 people in their home arena.
They were supposed to make a long run, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Didn't you go down?
I wanted Caitlin to be here playing against Paige Buechers. She's great, but she had a terrible game.
Yep.
Johnny Davis had a god-awful game for Wisconsin. I think he's a little overrated. But, and meanwhile, Iowa State is alive in both of them, and Iowa is gone and humiliated.
Iowa State last year, Patrick, beat Arkansas Pine Bluff and Jackson State. And they beat Jackson State on December 20th. Starting January 2nd, they didn't win another game.
Steve.
So 0-18 in the conference.
Steve Prom right?
Yes, who
Steve
actually had done an okay job until then, and they were horrid. 2-22.
I believe they are bringing in the Caledonia kid, Eli King, who's a great player out of a great athletic family down in Caledonia.
Okay.
I think he was recruited for Iowa State. He didn't play football this year. Stud football player. Chose not to play football because of basketball. And Caledonia, which had won 100 in a row, lost three games. I bet that caused a little consternation in the city.
But, hey, you know what? I don't blame the kid at this point.
Yeah, well.
You play football, you get hurt, you look like an idiot.
Yeah, well, that could be. But anyway, he's going to Iowa State, too. So we got, it was an interesting tournament, but the quality of basketball is not good. I was, you know, the Big Ten went 2-7 mm-hmm. in the, well, Iowa lost the first round. Everybody else lost this, you know. Five out of seven lost the the next round. But I sure wanted Michigan State to win.
Oh, I knew you were rooting for.
Now it's up to Texas Tech.
Yep.
And if not, then Gonzaga. Gonzaga's got to. Gonzaga's not looking that great.
No, they're not.
I think this is a year that the Pukies could win it. To have him go,
would ruin your entire spring.
I'm gonna sit home in the dark. That you know, there's the famous story that I think Wilbon was telling me once that when Lefty Drysdale was, this is 100 years ago, right?
Yep.
But Georgetown was playing North. Oh, it would have been in New Orleans, right? When Georgetown played North Carolina for the title.
Yeah, I think that's right.
When Freddie Brown threw the ball away, and they were all saying, you know, Lefty hated North Carolina, and he hated Georgetown because they started, you know, Maryland used to get all those players from D.C. until John Thompson came in and turned them in, and he hated them all. And he was saying, somebody, Wilbon or somebody saying, Lefty's sitting in a dark room right now, just silent as it could be, sitting there drinking scotch and water and feeling sorry for himself. And he wouldn't turn on the TV for nothing because these two teams are playing. That's the way I'll be if Duke's playing in the finals, if they get to the finals.
CBS is hoping, praying. Yes. They're on their knees right now.
God, yes.
That he gets to the Final Four.
What is the game that there was a first round game that everybody went nuts about the officiating? I didn't see it, but, you know, I mean, even Pat Forty, who's usually a straight guy, these guys should never work another tournament game. I can't remember what game that was.
I know there was complaining last night from a couple games.
There was one game where the one team shot 40 free throws and the other shot 8 or something. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but I'll trade anything for, I'll trade anything for not reviewing every play. I can't stand it because they all got to – they go over there. They got them over looking at a TV like we used to have
right
in our basement.
Yeah, you just know, a nice little –
that little 12-incher we used to
UHF.
Have in the basement you can't see. In fact, the bride and I were in a hotel in Chisholm Friday. We went up for a hockey game, a granddaughter's hockey game. And we were in a hotel room, so someone across the room, and we had one of those TVs. Like we used to have, you know.
20, oh, you did?
28 inches.
Oh, yuck.
You can't see anything.
You can't watch that crap anymore.
You can't see anything.
How did we survive before HD? How did we watch any of that?
HD on a 50-incher.
Yeah.
I used to watch
every Cubs game on a godforsaken. It was yes, color, but that was about it.
Yeah. Well, it's, we had one of those, and it was terrible.
I hope you complained. I didn't pay too much for your room.
Well, we came home because of the. I didn't, being a dummy, I didn't bring any of my stuff with me. So when the Correa thing happened, I had a column in on boxing or something. I figured I better write something on this. So we came back. Plus, they had a 6 p.m. game. But Friday night, the Woodbury team lost to Mighty Laverne. They were 39-5 this year, 0-3 against Laverne. Laverne, now, when you're in a town like that, you know, like Woodbury has an A team, and this is their B team for 12. Well, Laverne has one team, so it plays B. So
that's not fair.
That's
not fair. They're cheating.
That's fine, but they were really good. And then Woodbury won their next two, and so they did, you know, they 39-5. That's a good year, right?
Oh, heck of a year.
Yes.
You take that.
I was sorry I wasn't there Sunday, though, because my granddaughter had 3 penalties in one period. So,
oh, really?
She's sort of the goon.
So she is.
She's not that big, but she'll. She got mad at the
Brad Marchand.
She got mad at the end of this.
She's Marchand.
She got mad at the end of the second period.
Penny Lensman.
She took a boys type run at one of the players.
Good for
right
her.
Right at the end of the
I'm glad.
Second period.
You know what?
2 minutes for interference or something.
Do you know what she did? She sent a message.
Yeah, but the message was we're not quite as good as these guys.
Well, you know what you do then? You do what she did.
Yeah, that's true.
Start taking some runs.
So anyway.
Good for her.
But so we had dinner in Chisholm on Friday night, and there was a domestic dispute going on around the corner out on the street.
Yeah.
I don't think there were any, didn't appear to be any violence, but lots of hateful screaming. I said, we got to get out of here. We got to get home to the safety of the Twin Cities. We got to get
Chisholm, notorious.
Yeah, right. We got these. Let's go somewhere quiet, like the Twin Cities, the first tier suburb. Come on, let's go.
So was this two guys, a guy and a gal?
I think
couple.
It seemed to be mostly a guy, but I believe he was addressing his domestic associate.
I'm going
to
guess right now there was alcohol involved.
I think there was
alcohol. I found the problem.
That's right. But it was only at like 8 o'clock at eight.
Happy hour.
Night, so
come on, Pat.
Anyway,
they probably started drinking around 3.
I had to get out of there and go somewhere safe. So, what'd you think of the Mankato deal?
I thought it was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. That yes. You would have a goal, legit or not, scored.
Everybody review it.
Triggered by players from the team that just lost, and then literally have to bring everybody back to complete a game. I think it's going to result in a new rule, is what I think.
Once the review was complete, now I want to know, they say they didn't have the angles, and they had the telecast.
I don't know how that
worked. They made the goal good. And there was no complaints from Bemidji at the time.
Right.
Now the puck went under the bar, right. Under the net.
Right.
But it was lifted and nobody saw it. But you review it. You do your review, probably a couple of minutes. Good goal. Everybody says congratulations.
That's game over as far
everybody lines up. Congratulations. Game over. Everybody leaves. They head to the bars. They head to Mettler's for their dances. And it's great. And then some kids come out of the stands and they've seen some video.
The Bemidji State players, yes.
Yeah, some that weren't playing.
From behind the net. Which...
And they go to the Don, and here's my problem. If Bemidji had scored that goal, there's no way they would have done this. There's no way they would have done this because Mankato was going to the tournament, right? They wanted to see if they could get Bemidji in the tournament. That's why they did it.
Right.
You cannot make a decision based on preferring one team to win over the other, which is what they did.
But for conference purposes, they wanted to do exactly to get another one of their teams
end
the
season. Now, I don't know if that would have knocked out Michigan Tech or not. I don't know where Michigan Tech was seated.
I think it would have knocked out. I want to. I don't think so. I don't think that's right. They did it because it gave them an opportunity to put one of their
you cannot.
But you've got
you cannot make decisions on wanting one team to win instead of the other when you're a commissioner of a league.
This is the most ridiculous bring back since George Brett's pine tar incident at Yankee Stadium.
Years later.
Like this is at some point in time. You know what? The decision's made.
Yeah.
That's the end of the game.
Yeah, they could have been up in Bemidji drinking it out in the countryside, bitching all summer, right? Now they tried to set it up for you and you still got beat. And you didn't deserve to go to the tournament anyway.
What's the famous goal that the Gophers, I want to say Aaron Broughton against Michigan State or Michigan Tech years and years ago, shot a puck in a playoff game. It went through the net. They didn't see it.
Yeah, right. Let's go back.
And it was a huge game. That would have been fixed now.
Yes,
in fact, let's go back and fix that game.
No, I said the NCAA conferred with Lucia, and they went back and looked at the Rumeel Robinson Seton Hall foul called in 1989. And they've decided it should have been a no call, and they're going to bring those two teams together in Seattle, who's ever alive, except the Kingdom got blown up, so we'd have to have some other location for it. Let's go back. We had video then, just like we got video now. Let's go back and change every result. It's unbelievable. I was very surprised my guy Chip backed Lucia on the deal.
I just love the fact you're peeling guys out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Game's not done yet.
Yeah. And, Hastings took it pretty well. I mean, he knew he was going to the tournament. I texted him and I said, you have now officially seen everything. And I said, think of those poor guys at Mettler's who had to come back, the hockey fans, gentlemen.
How would Don Lucia have taken that if that had been the Gophers against the team and they decided that the Don had to come back and his team had to play?
I don't think the Don would have taken it very well. Hastings is a is a really good guy, and I thought he probably just felt like, I don't know, but the thing is, hey, the Gophers lost to Michigan by a goal, and that knocked him down to a two seed, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who knows what this would have, Mankato could end up playing somebody else if they lost this game.
The Gophers did not play well in that game either.
Well, they scored two late goals.
Did we pull a goalie? Yeah. It was 4-1.
Okay.
They were, and they brought it within a goal, but that game did not feel like a one goal loss.
Did they,
Michigan's really good.
Michigan's got all those talented kids.
Yep, first round picks.
But that was the end of how long a winning streak? 10, 11 games, something like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, long.
But I think it was around 10 games.
UMass, they ended up, I don't know if it makes any difference, but UMass, they got to play them in Worcester.
Yeah, we got to go out there. It's not fair.
No, we should.
We're getting screwed.
Yes, yeah.
I have no idea if that's true or not, but it sounds good.
In fact, there's probably some game this year that the Gophers the other team did score a goal when they were offsides or something. Let's go back and play that one over again. We might be the number one seed.
But don't you have to have a rule in place, something in place that says you, like...
I think you probably, it's probably there.
Once the review is done,
yes,
the review is done.
Yes. Well, I'm sure if Hastings had raised hell, he probably should have raised hell and said, call the NCAA hockey committee.
And Lucia probably said to him, this would help get another team in the turn. I don't know. You're probably right. It probably had something to do with that. But that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. People streaming back in from the bars.
Yes.
Hey, it's not done yet.
Now they got about, Dan Myers was down there.
Yeah, he was live streaming
it. They got about 1,500 people.
He was narrating it and live streaming people literally coming back in the building.
And I read he had like 1,500 people following him on the game or something.
I was laying there watching it. It was a hoot.
Lucia, he could screw up a one-car parade, man. So, anyway. But he did manage to somehow win a national title with Leopold, Martin, and Ballard as his defense. Hey, I don't know how he ever did it.
You know what? More power. I don't care how he did it.
Yes, that's true.
I don't care how they did it. They won
two in a row,
right?
Manic won the second one for him. So, Manic won the second one. But
I'm trying to forget Manic.
Anyway, I thought he retired to Alaska. What the hell is he doing down here?
He was going to. He was going to retire to Alaska, call it quits, and like go.
Oh,
and
Don? Live.
Yeah, Don Lucia was, and I guess he decided, they came and said, hey, do you want to be the commissioner of the CCHA?
Oh, hell yes. How could I turn that down?
Anyway.
He's got Billy Robb's old job, basically.
Yeah, because Billy was at WCHA.
But I think Billy's still got the women's, right? The WCHA
women's? Billy is now the commissioner of the USHL.
Oh, really? Good for him.
Yep. No, he's in charge
of that. I'd like to be a commissioner. That's a good job. Commissioner. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
You know what I would never do? Bring teams back on the ice.
I would not do
that. Hey, we screwed up the review. Let's go for beer.
Let's go. Yeah, that's right. And we screwed it up because the team we want to win lost.
I'd say screw it.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
All right.
All right. Talk to
you. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.